Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, Learn English with News. It's Thursday the 4th of April and today's news story is about too many goats on an island. Before I tell you about the goats, let's have a look at the vocabulary. So I have five words or phrases for you to listen out for in today's episode. We start with the phrase, get rid of. What does it mean? To get rid of something. Next, another phrase, to go about one's business. What does it mean? If I go about my business. Next, a noun, cliff. C-L-I-F-F, cliff. And then an adjective, lush. L-U-S-H, lush. And finally, a verb, cull. C-U-L-L. Cull. Okay, those are the key words. We'll come back to them all at the end. And like with all the news stories, you can read the transcript on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. So if you want to read along while you listen, and it's a good way of improving your pronunciation as well and practicing saying some of these words, you can find that and a comprehension quiz. Visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben to join the community. And now let's get on with today's news story. Would you like a free goat? A tiny Sicilian island, desperate to get rid of its growing population of mountain goats, has made them available for anyone who wants one, completely free. The number of goats on the island of Alicudi is now six times the human population, and this increase has become a problem for the residents. People and goat used to live harmoniously on the tiny island, the smallest of Sicily's Aeolian archipelago. The goat went about their business at the top of steep cliffs, while the human population of 100 lived happily on lower grounds. But a dramatic rise in the number of goats has meant that the animals are now venturing more into the inhabited areas, damaging lush green vegetation, destroying walls, and even wandering into people's homes. The island needed a solution, and a humane one. The Adopt a Goat initiative was considered the best and most compassionate option. It was Ricardo Gulo, the mayor of the island, who came up with the idea. He said, "We absolutely do not want to even consider culling the animals, so we are encouraging the idea of giving them away. Anyone can make a request for a goat. It doesn't have to be a farmer, and there are no restrictions on numbers." If you're interested in taking home one of Alicudi's mountain goats, you have until April the 10th to make the request. Gulo added, "We have already had several phone calls, including from a farmer on Vulcano Island who would like to take several goats, as, among other things, he produces a ricotta cheese, which is much appreciated. If someone has the capacity to domesticate a goat, it could be a beautiful and more humane way to control the issue." Gloria, who owns Golden Café Noir at the port of Alicudi, explained how the animals have become unmanageable. She said, "They move around in packs and cause damage. There are just too many of them." She added that one used to come and sit under the table in her bar, which was, as she explains, a bit of an attraction, but then you worried whether it might bite someone. So will the initiative be a success? Gloria is a little sceptical about the feasibility of transporting the animals. She said, "How will they bring the goats back down? Perhaps they would need a helicopter to transfer two or three at a time. It's a nice proposal, but there is no logistical solution yet." And that's today's news story. Okay, so a great opportunity if you want to domesticate a goat. Let's take a look at the words I gave you at the start. Did you hear them and did you understand them? The first, to get rid of. So a tiny Sicilian island is desperate to get rid of its growing population of mountain goats. So to get rid of means to dispose of, to take action in order to be free of. This is a very, very common phrase, to get rid of. Next, to go about one's business. And we'll also look at the next word, cliff. So the goats went about their business at the top of the steep cliffs. So to go about your business means to continue doing what you normally do. And the cliff is a high rock face, especially facing the sea. Okay, the next word is lush. So they're causing lots of problems. They're venturing into the inhabited areas, damaging lush green vegetation. Lush, when we're talking about plants, means abundant, growing very, very well. And finally, cull. So they do not want to even consider culling the animals. This means to selectively slaughter or kill the animals. To cull. Okay, those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thank you very much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you need a goat, now you know about a great opportunity. I'll be back with another new story on Sunday.